Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The first Democratic presidential primary debate ahead of the 2020 elections is tonight. There are 20 people who have qualified for two debates tonight and tomorrow night, split because there's just so many of them. Joining us for a preview is NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Robin.
So we could list all of the candidates and then we'll run out of time. So let's just say, you know, part one tonight, this is on live on NBC, held in Miami. There was some initial upset about how the candidates were split up, but it seems as if everything settled down.
I mean, more or less. And some of that upset is, you know, a lot among the Twitter pundits and so on. So I don't know how much your average voter was upset. But yeah, like you said, 20 candidates qualified. And the way it was split up was they took the top polling candidates in this field, which is a relative term with so many people, and they split the top candidates up randomly across the two nights, and then they split the lower polling candidates up across two nights. So yeah, you have 10 and 10. And as we're going to see tonight, 10 is still a lot of people to have on a debate stage. So people really are going to be squished for time.
Well, we got a preview of this when in 2016 when the Republicans did this, when they had so many candidates. But tonight you've got Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren center stage. A lot of her supporters feel that she should have had a chance to go up against Joe Biden. He's tomorrow night. She's really getting known for her policies. They come one after another. But, you know, what's the opportunity or challenge for her?
Sure. So the opportunity is, in a certain sense, the same as everyone else up there on the stage, is that for a lot of Americans, since we're not quite a year and a half out, this is the first time they're going to be hearing from her, maybe even hearing of her, depending on the person.
Right.
So she has this first impression opportunity. And, you know, I've seen her out on the trail, and people at these events, often even undecided voters, really have responded well to her at some of these. So the question is how much that translates over TV.
Yeah.
And aside from that, she is quite good at explaining her policies to people. So once again, does she keep that alive tonight? And does she explain some of her policies, her wealth tax, that sort of thing, breaking up big tech to people?
Yeah.
But then again, she has, you know, a couple of things she could get stung on. One is, you know, the biggest gaffe that comes to mind, which is those instances in the past where she had identified as Native American, and, you know, Donald Trump has gone after her quite notably for that. And a lot of pundits have asked her about that. So the question is, does she get asked about that again tonight?
Right.
Aside from that, she will have nine other candidates fighting for screen time, fighting for their big moment. Mm. And so I don't know what their plans might be. It's possible they'll come after her, or it's possible they'll just be really aggressive in trying to fight for their own oxygen.
And again, she'll be the only candidate polling in the top five on the stage. Let's just go ahead and do it. It'll be Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, and Elizabeth Warren. That's just tonight. What are you looking for?
I mean, the big thing is how much do the candidates criticize Trump versus how much do they criticize each other? For a lot of these being Democrats, Trump being supremely unpopular among the Democratic electorate, it would be easy for these candidates to just say, I dislike Trump's policies. What's more difficult is for the candidates who differ on, say, health care. Do you support Medicare for all, or do you support a public option or something else?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm hoping for tonight is that these differences really come out and the candidates really get into that kind of substance. Aside from that, issues like climate change, immigration, of course, with some of these troubling stories from these detention facilities, you can imagine that will come up as well.
Right. They've been fighting over a bill. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks so much.